Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janna Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janna Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Nandana Bhajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Bhajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Bhajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Bhajana Ranjana.
Pada Paramahansa Parvajagacharya Stotra Shatta Sri Sri Madhav's Divine Grace Asi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Shaguru and Gauranga. Obviously, Maharaj is not coming. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28. Paranjana becomes a woman in the next life, text number 53. Please repeat the Sanskrit. Api smarasi chatmanam. avigyatasakam sakhe hitva mam paraman vichan bhauma bhoga rato gataha api smarasi chatmanam avigyatasakam sakhe hitva mam paraman vichan bhauma bhoga rato gataha api smarasi chatmanam avigyatasakam sakhe hitva mam paraman vichan bhauma bhoga rato gataha api smarasi chatmanam Someone else? Or api smarasi, do you remember? Cha, also, atmanam, the super soul, avigyata, unknown, sakham, friend, sakhe, O friend, hitva, giving up, mam, me, padam, position, anvichan, desiring, bhauma, material, bhoga, enjoyment, rataha, attached to, gataha, you became. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Brahmana continued, my dear friend, even though you cannot immediately recognize me, can't you remember that in the past you had a very intimate friend? Unfortunately, you gave up my company and accepted a position as enjoyer of this material world. Please repeat. The Brahmana continued, my dear friend, even though you cannot immediately recognize me, can't you remember that in the past you had a very intimate friend? Unfortunately, you gave up my company and accepted a position as enjoyer of this material world. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7:27, Icha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata sarvabhutani sammoham sargayanti parantapa O scion of Bharat Arjuna, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. This is an explanation of how the living entity falls down into this material world. In the spiritual world, there is no duality, nor is there hate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands himself into many. In order to enjoy bliss more and more, the Supreme Lord expands himself in different categories. As mentioned in the Varaha Purana, he expands himself in Vishnu Tattva, the Swangsha expansion, and in his marginal potency, the Vibhin Angsha, or the living entity. These expanded living entities are innumerable, just as the minute molecules of sunshine are innumerable expansions of the sun. The Vibhin Angsha expansions, the marginal potencies of the Lord, are the living entities. When the living entities desire to enjoy themselves, they develop a consciousness of duality and come to hate the service of the Lord. In this way, the living entities fall into the material world. In the Prema Vivarta, it is said, Krishna Bahirmukha Hana Bhogavancha Kare Nikatasta Maya Tare Japatiya Dhare. The natural position of the living entity is to serve the Lord in a transcendental, loving attitude. When the living entity wants to become Krishna himself or imitate Krishna, he falls down into the material world. Since Krishna is the Supreme Father, his affection for the living entity is eternal. When the living entity falls down into the material world, the Supreme Lord, through his Swangsha expansion, Paramatma, keeps company with the living entity. In this way, the living entity may someday return home back to Godhead. By misusing his independence, the living entity falls down from the service of the Lord and takes a position in this material world as an enjoyer. That is to say, the living entity takes his position within a material body. Wanting to take a very exalted position, the living entity instead becomes entangled in a repetition of birth and death. He selects his position as a human being, a demigod, a cat, a dog, a tree, etc. In this way, the living entity selects a body out of the 8,400,000 forms and tries to satisfy himself by a variety of material enjoyment. The super soul, however, does not like him to do this. Consequently, the super soul instructs him to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord then takes charge of the living entity. But unless the living entity is uncontaminated by material desires, he cannot surrender to the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 5:29, the Lord says, Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam shantam richati. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. The Supreme Lord is the supreme friend of everyone. However, no one can take advantage of the Supreme Friend's instructions while making his own plans to become happy and entangling himself in the modes of material nature. When there is creation, the living entities take on different forms according to past desires. This means that all the species or forms of life are simultaneously created. Darwin's theory, stating that no human being existed from the beginning, but that humans evolved after many, many years, is simply a nonsensical theory. From Vedic literature, we find that the first creature within the universe is Lord Brahma. Being the most intelligent personality, Lord Brahma could take charge of creating all the variety found within this material world. Om Ajnana Tamarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kumbhavati Vachalam Pagam Nakayate Gadim Nitkapa Tumaham Vande Sri Guru Dinatarayam. Api smarasi chatmanam avigyata sakam sake hitvamam param anvichan bhauma bhoga rato gataha. The Brahmana continued, "My dear friend, even though you cannot immediately recognize me, can't you remember that in the past you had a very intimate friend? Unfortunately, you gave up my company and accepted a position as enjoyer of this material world." This is a very interesting purport. Srila Prabhupada is explaining in detail how the living entity falls into material consciousness and then how to get out of it. So this is like the principles of our existence. How did we get here and how did we leave? So it gives us a good, clear understanding that there's no such thing as externally performing religious life and expecting that that's going to give us the result. Because the friend who's speaking here is the super soul, and the super soul is we can experience the super soul through our relationship with the representative of the super soul or the external manifestation of the super soul, the spiritual master. But the spiritual master, I mean, unless we're very, very lucky, happens to some devotees. But generally speaking, we don't have the physical association of the spiritual master all throughout life, or to speak of at the time of death. So the spiritual relationship with the super soul has to be awakened. We have to develop that relationship, and that is the rectification of what we did in the first place by deciding not to be cooperative enjoyers with Krishna, but to be independent enjoyers. Instead, we have to, Srila Prabhupada puts it, give up our own program of our idea of enjoyment and go back to being a part of Krishna's enjoyment program. So the super soul is constantly telling us, please come back to this situation, but we can't hear that. And as he's saying here, don't you recognize me? Or you, I guess you can't immediately recognize me, but don't you remember that you used to have a friend? So although the spiritual master or the pure devotee comes before us, there's no recollection by the conditioned soul that this is actually my real friend and this is my real well-being that's being presented to me now. Rather, it's the opposite, and to some degree at least. Why are you trying to stop my enjoying program? Right? I mean, whoever we are, unless we're already a completely surrendered soul, the depths of the heart reveal that there is resistance to accepting the order of Krishna. So, and Krishna explains why this is to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, as Srila Prabhupada quotes, that everyone is born into that delusion. Why? because they've developed a consciousness of duality, and thus they've come to hate the service of the Lord. The duality means that you like something and you don't like something. Or Srila Prabhupada says it. We wanted to enjoy and we didn't like Krishna. That's what it means, duality. Duality means you have to like one thing and not like another thing. So as soon as we decide I don't like Krishna, or I want to be exactly like Krishna, I want to enjoy like Krishna enjoys. As soon as that desire is there, then immediately duality is present, because I don't like to be anymore in my constitutional position as a surrendered servant. I want to get something that is outside of that, so there's duality. And in the spiritual world, there is no duality. Everyone is in his constitutional position as a servant of Krishna. So as soon as that duality, that dual mindset, consciousness of duality comes, then we have to enter the material world. So the Lord has expanded himself into these different potencies, Swangsa and Vibhinangsa. Swangsa means direct expansions. Swa-angsa, self extensions, and Vibhinangsa, or separated expansions. Just as the molecules of the sunshine are expansions of the Lord, the living entities are all expansion, or of the sun, living entities are expansions of the Lord. So the purpose of our existence is to please Krishna. And not being able to accept that, that's why we're in this position. So Srila Prabhupada explains what happens when we take that position. We take, wanting to take an exalted position, this is the unfortunate paradox of the whole thing. Wanting to take an exalted position, we get instead an entangled position of birth and death in one of the 8,400,000 forms. So, right, the one who wants to be at the top, gets to be at the bottom. And the one who's happy being at the bottom, servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, he gets to be at the top. He gets to be in his spiritual situation. So the consciousness of material desires, we can understand from this, means anything outside of whatever Krishna wants us to do, or in other words, anything outside of our actual position, whatever that may be. As long as we have that kind of desire, then we can't surrender to the Lord. So the solution to that is this peace formula from the fifth chapter, to understand that Krishna is the purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, or to please him is the purpose of everything that we do. If we can accept that, that he is the Lord of all planets and demigods, to understand that that's who Krishna is, and that he's actually the benefactor and well-wisher of everyone. If we come to that understanding, then we can achieve peace from material miseries. So this is something. This is a doubt that will obviously be raised. How can you say that by surrendering to Krishna we're becoming free from all material suffering, right? Because devotees are still going through difficulties, some health problem, right? Some family problem, some. So primary duty to find such a personality, determine where we are in our Krishna consciousness, and move forward from there. Generally speaking, this will help us to become also very humble, because we can understand that I'm not very surrendered. Because Krishna is telling me, give up your ideas about how you'll become happy and just serve. And we're like, wow, that's really difficult. But that's what Krishna consciousness is. It's not activities. It's accepting what we've done and what we have to do to correct it. That's reality. But we have a lot of other people doing it with us, so we don't have to be...